Good morning, Grandmaster. How are you?
Fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing very well. And is Harris III with us?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right, boy. 2 weeks in a row, we got you up at 6:45. I'm telling you. I'm sending much props out to you. Well, the story is as very interesting as Harris Edwards III will be going to Portugal to compete in an international event. He recently won a martial arts, well, why don't you go ahead and give us the story, Harris, about Harris Jr., about the third and his great national championship that he recently won.
Yes, well, back on February 20th of this year, we traveled over to Cincinnati, Ohio. The World Kickboxing Council had put together an international competition. And they had four regional qualifiers, one being held in Cincinnati, Atlanta, Georgia, Kansas City, Missouri, and Brooklyn, New York. On February 20th, we went there to compete. My son and I, as we talked last week, went to that venue, and it was just he and I. We stepped into a place where there were 15, 20, 25, 30 strong teams per members, and just him and myself. He did very well. He had an opportunity to compete in both what we call continuous sparring and point sparring. And he took first place in continuous sparring by beating the last year's USA champion, who happened to be the champion in the point fighting arena. He took third place in the point fighting event. And by him doing that, that play qualified him for the championships that were held on February 20th. June 12th at the Butler Building at the Pontiac Silverdome. And at that venue, he took first place in both sections. So the long and short of it is that he made the USA team. He will be going over to Albufeira, Portugal on October 27th, representing the United States, and get an opportunity to compete against some of the best martial artists from around the world. And obviously, if he placed first, second, or third, or wins first place, he gets to have the title of world champion.
Why did it take so long to have the world competition, as opposed to the nationals, which were in February?
I would imagine it's because it's a matter of getting all these different countries together. It's a relatively new organization. This is the second year they've put this thing together, which is fantastic. And you know what? People got to get prepared in terms of their physical fitness and mental well-being, and I'd imagine it's a very, very large financial expense for a lot of people and the team to get everyone ready to travel to another country.
Well, there's a big fundraising event tomorrow. Talk about that.
Yes, we're going to be at 6250 South Cedar Street in Lansing, at the Go Workout Facility, which is directly behind Applebee's. We're going to be there from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock, and we're going to be putting on a mixed martial art clinic. And this is an opportunity, obviously, for us to raise some funding for this trip. And more importantly, it's an opportunity to give a lot of the young adults, as well as children, who want to get a sample of what mixed martial arts is about. I have recruited several certified martial art instructors, mixed martial art instructors, who are going to bring their expertise to that venue and help assist me in putting on this program. So the participants are going to get a chance to learn some basic jiu-jitsu, wrestling moves, boxing techniques, and kicking techniques. And these are the various disciplines that you need in order to be very good at, in order to be successful in the mixed martial art arena.
All right, well, I want to talk to Harris III. I can't imagine what it's like to pick up a phone in the house when someone yells, Harris, telephone. How do you guys work that out?
Mostly we don't answer the house.
Just work with the cellies.
Yeah, cell phone.
Well, tell me, Harris, are you ready for the competition?
I am ready.
Yeah, what have you been doing this summer to prepare yourself?
Lots of training. I train three times a week. We do lots of plyometric drills, cardio training. I need the cardio because I don't know how many fights I'm going to have over there. So I want to be ready for whoever they give me.
Have you been training with any of your team members?
No, we really haven't trained together. I guess it's more the head guy. He calls in and checks if you're training and stuff, but we don't all get together and train.
Because, you know, for all he knows, all you guys could be out there sitting around and watching SpongeBob, you know. I'm surprised he doesn't have a way to get them together. Harris Jr., is there a time that the team members are going to get together and maybe train a little bit before they have competition?
Good question, but no. In fact, I've communicated with the president of the team by text several times. Great instructor, runs a great program. I guess it's very difficult to put that together considering you're talking about team members who are literally all over the United States. So to, you know, ask those families to put their kids on a plane or get in a car or a bus and travel back to Michigan to get together and train would probably be a little bit unpractical.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very cool event tomorrow. Harris III, tell me, is it going to be a little bit more challenging to train now that school's about ready to start in a couple weeks?
It won't really be that much more challenging because our training is usually from 6:30 and up, and then on Saturdays it's from 10 in the morning, so it won't interfere in my school too much.
Well, your dad's been training you for many, many years. So tell me, do you have to look at him through different glasses when he's training you as your instructor as opposed to being your dad, or do they kind of both go hand in hand?
They kind of both go hand in hand. It's not too difficult.
Now, is your dad a yeller and a screamer, or is he a little bit more calm?
Oh, he's more calm. He doesn't really yell too much.
Now, what would happen if both you two guys got on the mat? Who would get the better end of that?
He would smash me.
He what?
I said he would run over me.
Now, is that because of the weight difference or just the experience?
Just the experience.
Yeah. So he's a bad man, huh?
Yes.
All right. He sounds so cool and calm and collected, but but when he gets on the mat, he can bring it.
Yes.
All right, well, Harris Jr., before we let you go, give us the details one more time for tomorrow morning's event.
Yes. Once again, the location is at 6250 South Cedar Street at the Go Workout facility, right behind Applebee's. The event starts at 12. It ends at 4. There's the $20 entry fee, which is obviously a donation for the fundraiser. And once again, I've recruited some of the best mixed martial art coaches here in the Lansing area and the Michigan area, and they're very excited about giving up their time to make this happen.
And when we talk about mixed martial arts, you have trained and work with one of the best in the world.
Correct.
We'll talk a little bit about that. It's time to brag a bit.
Well, the long and short of it is, several years ago, I had an opportunity to go out to a Ron DeLeon boxing event here in the Lansing area. And coincidentally, when I got there, I met Joaquin Rodriguez, who was one of the head – he is, in fact, the owner of Team Murcielago and also one of the head coaches of Rashad Evans. I happened to bring along some video footage of my resume. They were extremely impressed and said they had no one on the team that had that particular style set. And I had an opportunity to help train Rashad 4 or 5 times here privately at my school. And subsequently he moved on, and he had already won the show at that time. That would have been the Ultimate Fighting TV show. He was already the TV champion. So it was a pleasure to have met him and train with him and to be a part of that particular team.
And, of course, he has local ties as he was a wrestler for the Michigan State wrestling team. So pretty neat involvement there. And before I let you go, one quick question. Mixed martial arts and boxing and wrestling, kind of, you know, when you're talking about mixed martial arts, how much is boxing, how much is a karate or whatever, if you will, and how much is wrestling?
It depends on the person's ability. Currently, a lot of the mixed martial art practitioners in the Ultimate Fighting Championship and the WEC come from a very strong pedigree in wrestling because they have a great foundation for training hard, and they understand the distributing their weight real well on the ground. But in order to be successful in that arena, you have to have skill set in every discipline. If you don't, you're going to find yourself on the ground not dealing with, being able to deal with a jiu-jitsu individual, or you find yourself not being able to get the guy on the ground, and then you can't deal with the person's boxing.
All right, well, good luck with your event tomorrow, and we'll stay in touch.